My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy Feast of Pentecost, all of you. This, of course, is our feast day here at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. He's so important to us, so we put him way at the top of our tower outside. The Holy Spirit with the seven beams coming out of his beak, signifying, of course, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do you know the seven gifts? They are wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, piety, fortitude, and the fear of the Lord. Those are the seven gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us so that we can sustain our faith and be close to God every day of our lives here on earth. We can see how afraid the apostles got and how they were hiding in the upper room in that gospel today. Why? Because Jesus had died. Their hope was gone. They were looking downcast. They were afraid. And when Jesus came to them and revealed his wounds to them and showed them that he was quite alive in order to encourage them to live the faith and not be afraid, what did he do? He breathed on them the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. The priest says that every day at Mass, right before you receive Holy Communion, he says, the peace of the Lord be with you always. And you say, very good, very good. With your spirit. And that's the Holy Spirit. We share the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only way that we can confess Christ. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, we won't be able to say Jesus' name in those moments of temptation. We won't be able to call out to him when we are in the greatest need, which is when? When we're in sin, especially. It's then that we need the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus says the worst sin is a sin against the Holy Spirit. We don't want to do anything that's going to sadden the Holy Spirit. And so today, on the Feast of Pentecost, it is incumbent upon us to do everything in our power to praise the Holy Spirit, to open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, to beg God to send down his Holy Spirit upon us. Did you see how the Holy Spirit came down upon those same apostles and our Blessed Mother in that first reading? What did the Holy Spirit look like in that moment? Do you remember? Came down as what? Fire. Fire on their heads. The Holy Spirit is fire. Jesus said, I came to set the world on fire. And how I wish it were already blazing. Don't tell the fire department. Jesus wants us to be alive in our faith. He wants us to be fully aware of all the things that he's done and that he's with us, even though we cannot see him. Even though sometimes we wonder, Lord, do you even care what's going on in this world? We're so broken. We're so dry. We need your grace, Lord. In these moments, our Lord has told us that he has not abandoned us. He says, when I go to heaven, he said this at the Ascension. He says, when I go to heaven, I want you to pray and ask the Father, and he will send you another advocate. That is the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who is our patron right here at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Every day, we call upon the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle them the fire of your love. My brothers and sisters, it's important for us to know that without the Holy Spirit, we can't do anything good. The Holy Spirit is the source of goodness, of all of those spiritual fruits that we need. When we come to Mass, you'll see that the priest is begging God to send down the Holy Spirit when he places his hands over the bread and wine, to change them from just dry bread and plain wine into what? The Holy Spirit, we want them to change them into what? The body and blood of Christ. Whoa! The Holy Spirit is the only way by which we can have plain bread and wine changed into the body and blood of Christ by Christ's words and by Christ's action. He sends the Holy Spirit. So this is why it's so important for us to receive the Holy Spirit. Then we can bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit with his gifts. When we have those gifts in us, at work in us, when we are practicing fear of the Lord, when we are living in wisdom, when we are following all of those things, living out our piety, those gifts of the Holy Spirit, what happens? We have all these fruits. And how many fruits are there? Do you remember from your days in catechism? I'll give you a clue. It's more than 11 and less than 13. Or 12. Yes, very good. There's 12. The 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to say them out loud so that you know them. So that you can say today, I said the fruits of the Holy Spirit. These are not the gifts. The gifts are how many? Seven. And how many fruits are there? 12. Just like the apostles. Okay? Same after me. The first one, charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering. That's a scary one. Gentleness, faith, modesty, self-control, and chastity. How many of you want those fruits in your life? The ability, about half of you. Okay, good. All of you should want those. All of us should want those fruits. Who doesn't want some peace in this world? Who doesn't want some joy in their lives? That joy that lasts, not just the passing joy of sin, but that joy that really remains. The ability to suffer and persevere. That's the stuff of the Holy Spirit, and only the Holy Spirit. You saw the transformation that happens in the lives of the apostles after the Holy Spirit comes upon them. They're not afraid to be hiding in that upper room now. Now they're ready to go out and die for Christ. They're celebrating the fact that they can be persecuted. You know, they're saying, kill me for Christ. How many of us would be willing to do that? If we're not, it's probably because we don't know that there's a Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes us proclaim, I love Jesus Christ and Him alone. I will serve Him alone. I will live my life for Him alone. I will serve my brothers and sisters even when they are a pain to me, when life is difficult. And so let us pray today for that, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. Every single one of us, in a particular way, is able to receive the Holy Spirit ourselves. That way, in a way that nobody else can fulfill. It's a direct call from God for each one of you and for me. And so let's pray that whatever way the Holy Spirit wants to work in our lives, in my life, that He's able to do it today. So let's say the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Repeat after me. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful. And kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen. My brothers and sisters, in a moment we're going to receive the body and blood of Christ who comes to us through the Holy Spirit. Let's open our hearts as wide as we can to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit today.